out a roadmap on Monday morning for a regional development plan, and the Mexican president says it's an advance towards a U.S. agreement with the region's governments. The U.S. and Mexico are discussing an arrangement under which the U.S. government would guarantee about $10 billion in development investments for Mexico and Central America. And were you among the tens of millions who watched the series finale of Game of Thrones last night? Because you might have noticed something out of place. Earlier in the series, a coffee cup showed up, and now it was a plastic water bottle that showed up during a scene in the finale of the HBO series. That water bottle only on screen for a brief moment, but it was quickly shared on social media. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Good afternoon. The weather today is scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 3 p.m., and it is going to be partly sunny with a high near 85. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms before 8 p.m. tonight. Then it'll be mostly clear with a low around 53. Northwest winds 8 to 10 miles an hour. Tuesday, sunny with a high near 71. Northwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Tuesday night, mostly clear with a low around 47. Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 74. Wednesday night, a slight chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 53. And Thursday is going to be partly sunny with a high near 77. Thursday night, there'll be a chance of showers before 8 o'clock p.m., and then a chance of showers and thunderstorms between 8 and 2 a.m. And then after that, after 2 a.m., there's a more chances of showers, so it's pretty much all night. And it'll be mostly cloudy with a low around 60. Friday, if you're looking that far ahead, is going to be partly sunny, and Friday night will be mostly cloudy.
Welcome to Mental Health Matters. This is NAMI's hour, compliments at Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. I'm your host, Larry Cartwright. My co-host is Tracy Ivey. And NAMI is the National Alliance on Mental Illness, and there is a chapter of NAMI in every county in the state of New Jersey, every state in the union, and overseas. In Hunterdon County, we're all volunteers. We work out of our houses. We have no paid staff, and we use our own phones, et cetera, et cetera. What we try to do is we try to help people who have someone either in their family or someone they know, friends with, work with, neighbor, who may have a mental health issue. We also try to help the person who may have a mental health issue get the treatment that they need. And we do this in various ways. We have what they call a family-to-family class, which is a 12-week course, and it covers medications, side effects, what to do, what not to do, what not to say in certain circumstances. It gives the person taking the class what it feels like to maybe be the person with the illness. We have support groups the third Thursday of every month at 52 East Main Street in Flemington, and it's from 7 to 8:30, quarter to 9, something like that. You don't have to be a member of NAMI to either take the class or go to the support group. The class you have to register for because there is only a certain amount of people they allow in the class, but you don't have to be a member of NAMI for either one. If you'd like some more information or something we could help you with, questions you may have, you can call us at 908-284-0500. That's 908-284-0500.
Today we are very privileged to have with us Christiana Capra, who goes by Cece, and she's the co-founder of Spring Rains of Life. First, Cece, I want to thank you for coming, because you were saying before we went on the air that the water pump broke at your house, at your farm, and, you know, got to get water to the horses. So,
you know. Right, horses drink an average of 5 to 10 gallons a day.
Yeah. Right, right.
That was our morning. Our morning was figuring out how to get well guys out to look at the pump and see if we could get it fixed. And I'm a little dirty, but I figured if it's not seen, but nobody can smell me on the air, right?
No, we can, but they can't. No, I'm only kidding. I want to thank you for taking the time out to come. I really do.
Thank you for having us here. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Would you explain why you started Spring Rains of Life? I believe you were in a corporate world prior, were you not?
Yes.
And so where'd the idea come from, and go through the whole nine yards there?
Sure. So I was working a corporate job in New York for 15 years in publicity. I actually worked a lot in radio, so that's why I love radio. At any rate, I was doing that to afford my personal horse habit, which was riding and competing and enjoying horses of my own. I drove about 500 miles a week to get to my horses and ride them and go in training and all that. And then one of my horses, I had two at the time, one of them got really sick with Lyme disease, a chronic sort of drug-resistant two-year battle with Lyme disease. And the veterinarian that was a holistic vet helped him and healed him, basically. She told me about EGALA, which is who certifies our work. So EGALA is an acronym that stands for the Equine Assisted Growth and Learning Association, and they certify people to work on a mental health level or a personal growth and development level with horses without riding. So that's the caveat, is that EGALA programs do not utilize riding in the program, and that's not that riding is anything bad. It's just that it's actually quite beneficial, but we're working on a mental health level. And so we take people off the horse so that they can interact with them on the ground and on level ground or on the same ground. A lot can come up from interacting with a horse when they're just loose to see kind of where we're at with our own, you know, emotional state, our own trust levels, our own anxiety levels, kind of where we're at. The horses will be a barometer of sorts to show what that is at on present moment.
Mm-hmm. I remember when the first time I went to your farm and you took me out and we were on, you know, the outside of the fenced in area.
Right, because if you come to the farm, you're going to meet the horses. You know
right.
that, right?
Well, you know, not really. But I was talking to you and I wasn't paying attention, and there was a horse running around in the thing there. And all of a sudden, he put his nose on my arm, and I about jumped 3 feet, I think, you know, because I says, whoa, you know. But
and then what happened?
He liked you, right?
Yeah. Then what happened? Then I stepped back a couple feet from the fence. You know?
Okay, that's perfect. That's what we tell our clients when they first walk in the arena, is that you make a safe space. You make the space safe. And if that means you need more distance, then take more distance. And that's how we kind of create the joining, because the horses do the same thing. If the horses don't feel safe, they'll make room and move away.
I would have made a distance all the way to the road, but I don't think I could have talked to you from there.
Well, I have a question. So would a horse be afraid of a person? Has that happened?
I don't know if they're actually afraid of, but if there is something that is incongruent or something that is not... mm-hmm. Like, let me give you an example. If you're nervous and anxious when you come into the arena and you're like, wow, they're big, and that happens, that's natural, the horse will accept that, because if it's authentic, if a client is saying, not verbally maybe, but just their body rhythms are saying, I'm nervous, or this is kind of scary, but they're honest with that, in that they don't try to act, that they're not trying to act like they're not scared, but they are, the horses will gravitate towards truth and towards authenticity, because they can trust it. Body language that lines up with verbal or with actions, they'll trust that because it feels real.
So if you had somebody who was kind of aggressive that day, let's say a man who was maybe acting out or whatever, what might a horse do?
They're flight animals by nature. They will generally just leave the area. They will they will make their own safe space.
They will not confront.
They'll make enough. They'll make space. They'll get away from what is uncomfortable. They'll get away from what is maybe not safe. And that's because a horse is a prey animal. Their number one concern in their primal instincts of being a horse is to always know they're safe. In their mind, it might be from the lions, but then as we domesticate them, it becomes other things. So it might just be, am I safe in the surrounding? Am I in any danger whatsoever? And if they feel that they're in danger, they will make enough room until they feel safe. So then our question with the group or the clients becomes, how close can you get to a horse where you both feel safe?
So where did this idea to do this come from?
To do Spring Reins of Life?
Right.
Well, I started out with an LLC, actually, because nonprofits are sort of scary and messy and scary because of board of directors and lawyers and the IRS. That just kind of made me go, I don't think I want to do that. So I started an LLC called Spring Reins of Hope, which is still in existence, and it does more developmental, professional development, and also private clients. We see private families and individuals by the hour. That's not a group format. And the equine-assisted learning is more for corporations and teams and organizations that want to improve, you know, communication skills or confidence and cohesion and that kind of thing. But the nonprofit was developed 2 years after the LLC started because we had such interest for this from veterans and at-risk and high-risk teams, but no ability to pay. And so we had this thing where we had people at the door saying, we'd like to come do this, but we don't have, there's no money. And we couldn't do it for free because horses eat like horses every day. And so the nonprofit was born out of that, out of a need for trauma survivors. And so we set it up to be volunteer-run, no paid staff. The facilitators are paid for the hours that they're in the arena, but that's it. And to serve group format. This way we could hopefully help as many people as possible for every dollar. And our focus was primarily veterans, teens, and so teens mean at risk. So foster care, street kids, gang prevention, that type of thing. We are right now in the process of expanding our bylaws. We haven't touched our bylaws since 2011, so we're in the process of kind of revamping things a little bit. We're not going to stop serving veterans and teens. That's our core. But we want to open it up to other, to more trauma. There's a huge, we've had some interest from human trafficking groups in New Jersey, and that's sort of something that is pretty prevalent right now, and that's certainly trauma. So we are just going to open up our umbrella a little bit to say trauma groups, not just veteran or teens, but all trauma groups.
If they're
sort of funneled in the right, you know, the like categories.
So you're also thinking of women then, domestic violence?
Yes, rape victims, sexual assault victims. And certainly we'll still keep with the groups that we're already doing because we have a base there. But
okay, I know you want to talk about some other things too, but we will get to it. We have plenty of time. But I'd be interested. Now, Erin Rahan was on last week.
Yes, I saw that. I posted it.
Okay. That's cool, I guess.
Erin is a star. She has been with Spring Reins. She has her own business, as I'm sure.
Yeah, she said that.
But she's been with Spring Reins of Life since we started in 2012, and she serves all of our teens.
Right. Now, she says she also deals not only with the horses, but she does with dogs also.
Yeah.
And so she elaborated on that, and I said, well, that's pretty cool, you know. But I would like to know, you know, like, I know there's no riding, okay? So what happens? Somebody comes, they're admitted to the program, what happens? What's the procedure?
Okay, well, if we're on a series group, like meaning if we have multiple meetings with the clients, because sometimes it is, I don't like them as much, the one-and-dones I call them. They come for one visit, and that might be all that's possible. And there's still good that is accomplished there. But I like to work in a series format as much as possible because they come back and we keep working on topics that come up. So a typical first session would be, you know, we give sort of an overview of what we're going to do. The horses are waiting. and we enter the arena. I give a safety tip to keep everyone physically safe. And that is kind of what we were talking a little bit about, that space. Mm-hmm. So part of trauma is that sometimes clients may not know when they're in danger because they've been so traumatized they don't mm-hmm. recognize mm-hmm. a dangerous situation, or they may even put themselves in danger if there's any suicidal ideology. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So establishing what feels safe and what is safe may be two different things. Mm-hmm. But we ask the clients to establish their safe distance, and then the horses do it naturally. So the first session is really about just finding a comfortable place in the arena with right. these 1,000-pound animals that are possibly moving around you. And the other thing that first session is designed to do is to establish present moment, to establish a true presence, an activating of all the senses. And we'll even say, notice what you notice. As you start to move around and develop your safe area, notice what you notice. What do you see? What do you hear? What do you mm-hmm. smell? I make a joke sometimes and say, hopefully not what you taste, but you're welcome to try. What do you touch? What do you feel if you touch anything? And I will say, too, after 9-10 years of doing this, it's very hard not to be present. Even if you are in severe trauma, it's hard not to mm-hmm. be present, at least for the hour and a half to 2 hours that you're in our arena, because you have 1,000-pound animals moving around you. So you become sort of vigilant of your surroundings. And so that's actually a good thing, because it brings everybody present. It brings the whole group present together. Mm-hmm. And then once everyone becomes in that present moment, safe space, I'm watching my area, the horses start to engage, because now everything's congruent. Now everything has lined up and is matched up on one mm-hmm. level.
Right.
And so then the horses become curious and they start to become engaged. And we always have a plan of what we're going to do, but I've learned I'm a Capricorn and I try to be as OCD as possible. So the first few years I did this, I always had this plan. We're going to do this activity. We're going to use this equipment. We're going to do this at this time. And I had it all blocked out every 15 minutes, basically. Well, as time went on and I started to trust the horses more and more and realized that they really do know what's going on and they are working, I always have a plan. I never walk in that arena without a plan, but I become a lot looser on letting
flexible.
Go of that plan may not happen. That
right.
particular activity may not actually happen, because if the horses sense something or they are guiding the session in another way, I don't cut that off. I say, there's something here, and let's just go with that and follow it and see where it ends up. Because every time I've tried to interfere, it never worked out. And every time I didn't, we had this epiphany, a discovery that was just, I could have never known that.
Well, we have to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Welcome back to Mental Health Matters. We're very fortunate today to have with us Christiana Capra, who goes by Cece, and she is the co-founder of Spring Rains of Life, and she's been telling us, you know, what that's all about and who it serves and how it serves them and so on and so forth. Now, do you want to speak to the VA-funded grant you received?
Sure.
Okay. Okay, so we'll let you do that.
What we talked about during the break is going to be phase two.
Okay. So
yeah, I want to get this in because
yeah,
you know.
And this is important actually because we're sort of struggling with recruiting. EGALA, who is our certifying body, has been presenting and advocating to the VA for 9 years to get involved in horse therapy and just support it in any way they can. Mainly because of the suicide epidemic in the veteran population. It's stated that it's 22 a day. I personally believe it's higher than that, but that's just my opinion. But there's a problem. You know, there's a serious problem. And if horses and horse therapy can help address that problem in any way, then it's something worth investing in is what we believe. So finally, last fall, October 1st, the beginning of the fiscal year, the VA appropriated $250,000 to EGALA, who is then now disseminating that across the country. So there's 15 programs across the country right now in 15 states that are participating in this grant. It's through the Adaptive Sports Therapy grant, mm-hmm. So it's hidden and tucked away under many layers, but that's okay, we don't care. So what has happened is, you know, the VA has to do due diligence. I do understand that they can't just send veterans out somewhere and not know what it is and what it's about. And there's no evidence-based research on this because that takes 20 years. So they're doing their due diligence, I believe, and I'm following that. But there's a lot of boxes to fit into and hoops to jump, and it seems the hoop kind of keeps getting higher each time. But the thing I'm having the hardest trouble with is recruiting veterans to do the groups. So the VA is microscoping this right now to watch what happens over the year, and they want to see what interest is and what results are and what attendance is. Well, the attendance and the results happen once we have the group going because veterans are attending these groups greatly, and the before and after is showing to be positive. But the recruiting is really, really difficult, and we have to have eight veterans to start a group because there's a two veteran dropout rate that they're planning for. So we have a group that started last Tuesday, and I said if I could gather the last few by this second week, we'll add them. So I'm still searching for one veteran. We managed to find two this week, so we're at seven, and I'm looking for one more veteran to join us for 7 weeks. And it's free of charge to the veterans that participate. The group is free of charge. You have to be a U.S. veteran. You have to have PTS, and that does not have to be medically diagnosed. It can be symptoms of, which helps because not everybody wants a medical diagnosis. But if you're simply having trouble sleeping at night or you have any symptoms that fall into that PTS category, you're welcome in our group. You do have to be able to get to the farm on your own. That's another problem that we're having is transportation. So I say that up front now, maybe next year if we can expand and renew, there might be some transportation part of it. But you have to be able to get to Three Bridges on a weekly basis.
Is it all contained in 1 week, or is it once a week, or what do
no,
they...
No, the groups are for 8 weeks.
Eight weeks.
So the attendance is important because of that mm-hmm. attendance and results part. Right. So our next group, which will be searching for 8 fresh new veterans, will be on July 9th. That'll start. It's okay. Tuesday evenings, 6 o'clock to 7:30. And then in August, we'll be kind of doubling up and having a group starting on August 8th for another 8 veterans that will wind out the end of the fiscal year. So I need a total of 1 veteran by tomorrow, and then 16 more for the rest of the year, and then hopefully, God willing, this grant is increased and expanded, and more programs in New Jersey will have access to funding, and more veterans will be able to get to it. And our goal as a gala, and my goal in New Jersey, is to be able to make sure that every veteran who wants to do this can.
And for the 1 veteran you need, will that be will that be an evening once a week program?
Yes,
Tuesday night still.
Yes,
or what?
they would come to week 2 next week tomorrow. Okay. They would start next. It's week 2 that is tomorrow, but they would start 1 week late, and they would go 7 weeks with us till July 2nd.
Okay, great.
So if anybody's out there listening that is a veteran, or you love a veteran, or you're a family member, or a therapist of a veteran. One thing we're finding is therapists are becoming referral sources. I need to put more time into that. Mm-hmm. And we are very curious to see if the therapist who has sent veterans to us will see a difference in the talk therapy format once they've done the horse therapy. It might actually help that part open up and be a little easier.
Can we talk about the talk therapy? What is that?
I'm just referring to therapists who are seeing veterans on a regular basis in their office.
Nothing
so
in the ring.
We're curious to see from those therapists' feedback if once their client has gone through the horse program, does it make their job a little easier? Because if so, then maybe they'll refer on a more regular basis.
Right.
What has to happen for the grant to be renewed?
I mean, I don't know because it's going to come from the VA, but I think it's going to be based a lot on. So, our goal was to serve 300 veterans across the country, and in these weekly formats.
In other words, you're to serve 300 veterans, or is across the state?
All 15 states.
Oh, all 15 states. Okay.
300 veterans nationally.
Okay.
And then turn in pre and post assessments, which are anonymous. So the veterans fill that out. They fill out an ID sheet that identifies who they are. But then we have anonymous pre- and post-assessment.
Right.
So they can hopefully be honest in that and not worry about it being attached to their name. I will say a gala is very strict on HIPAA. I have to mail those assessments in 3 separate envelopes. I have to mail the pre in 1 envelope, the post in another envelope, and the veteran's ID in another envelope separately.
Mm-hmm.
And I respect that. I actually... Mm-hmm. like that, because it means that we are all being really vigilant on following all the rules. Our goal, our hope, is that if we show good attendance, good interest, meaning groups filled up and we had veterans come and attend them, and then those pre and post will sort of be the final, I think, telltale sign is that, and Gala already has reapplied for next year because they had to reapply like 2 weeks ago to qualify for October.
Right.
So we're just hoping that by the time we turn in all the results that the VA says, hey, wow, you know what? This is actually something worth doing and then increases it.
Do you find, I know I have over the course of 20-some-odd years, that vets have a problem talking about what they're going through or what they have gone through? I thought it was kind of weird. My father was in World War II and was on a ship that was torpedoed, and he hated the water. He couldn't swim a stroke. He was in the Merchant Marine. He was a tugboat captain in New York Harbor, and we lived in Brooklyn at the time. My mother would take me to Coney Island. He wouldn't go because he don't like the beach. He didn't like the water. He couldn't swim a stroke, but he would never talk about World War II, what he did, and so on and so forth. And I thought that was kind of crazy till I came back. And I don't talk about it, you know.
Yeah. One of our slogans before we were part of the VA grant, we had our own funding. Mm-hmm. We did our own funding. And I'm not sure which is harder, recruiting veterans that don't know we exist or finding funding to offer our own groups. It's both pretty hard. But yes, we have found that across the board. And one of our slogans has always been for the veteran population, come to horse therapy. We'll help you figure out how to navigate and how to manage PTS without having to talk about it.
Right.
So for those who don't want to talk about it, this is actually a really good way to get, if you're talking about point A where you are, point B where a solution is, the horses offer a way to travel to point B without the words.
Right, and they can talk to the horse because they're not going to judge them one way or the other.
So the horse has no judgment, and they'll never tell your secrets.
Right, exactly, And, that's one way to get it out, and speak about it, where they may not do it to their wife or their parents or whatever. Here you're talking to a horse who's listening, supposedly, but isn't going to answer you, or isn't going to judge you one way or the other,
I'll give you one example. We just finished a group that went April and May, so we were 8 weeks as part of the VA grant, and we had a gentleman in that group who drove, he spent 3 hours in a car to get to us every week. He drove an hour and a half from Ocean County and back, and he did not miss a single session. I don't know his exact age, but he's a Vietnam Marine. And he told us the last week as he was leaving, he thanked both myself and Dr. Katsimanis, who's my mental health professional for the veterans. She's a veteran also.
Mm-hmm.
And he thanked us, and he said, I'm not really sure what it is about the horses. And he said, and I knew it was important for me to develop, I wanted to develop a bond with a particular horse, which he did. It took him 6 weeks to do that, though. He didn't force
right.
any of it. He let it, he kept trying. So he admitted to us that for 47 years, he has worked through a lot of his stuff from Vietnam, and he was infantry. I mean, he was on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
He said he's worked through a lot of his stuff through therapy, through things that he's tried to do to help himself. He said, but it took 47 years and this brown mare to help him finally admit that he could forgive himself. That was the biggest thing, I think, that had stayed with him, was that he had such survivor guilt and such massive pressures of not letting people down in his life, like his family. And now he's a grandfather, so he's saying his grandchildren, his children. And he said, I just had this incredible paranoia and fear that I was going to let people down that depended on me. And as he was talking about this, the horses were still around. The horse that he had bonded with went into the center, just was standing in a place, and then mm-hmm. the other horses all kind of lined up around this horse, facing her, but sort of like a wagon wheel. And we looked out and we said, wow, it's kind of interesting what's going on with the horses right now. Even though we're not in session anymore, they're still part of us. And so we were able to determine that the horse he had bonded with was his heart. He said that. He said, that horse is my heart. That's my heart. And I still want to be in the center, and I still want to be the protector. And he goes, and it wasn't until I saw that in myself, and that people do rely on me, but not the way Marines relied on me. He said, I was able to actually forgive myself. And he said, and now I can look at my family and realize that they look to protect me because I am strong, because I do have a big heart,
right.
because I have all these qualities that I always had. But I was never able to fill that role because I felt that no matter what I did, I was going to let them down. And that came out of 7 weeks of horse therapy.
Exactly.
We didn't know anything about that. He never mentioned it.
Right.
We didn't talk about it. We didn't ask about it.
Right, right.
He let all that come out after he had come to terms with it with the horses. And the horses did it. We knew nothing
sure.
about it.
Sure.
How do they know? It's a sixth sense, or what is it?
Yeah, okay. So I'm the horse side of our team, so my mental health professionals tell me I'm allowed to be a little woo-woo.
Okay.
They can't talk this way because they're professionals and they're licensed and all of that, right?
Okay.
So I will just say we've had over 700 veterans in our arena now since we've started, and over 1,300 teams.
Mm-hmm.
And we work in groups of 6 to 8 to possibly 10 at a time. So that just mm-hmm. gives you an idea of how many groups, right? Over time, I've had to admit that there is some space of something that is not really explainable or definable. And I call it the horse magic. That's what I call it. I realize that the reason I keep doing this, and I've sacrificed a lot in my own personal life, and I don't complain about it because I did it willingly. The reason I did it, little by little, I'm not so rash that I jumped off the edge and just said, I don't care. Little by little, savings and 401ks and clothing and jewelry disappeared to keep this going. It's because I became addicted to witnessing what happens. I became addicted to witnessing these miracles, and I call them little miracles because there's no way that I could know the answers for each of our clients, and I'm not a mental health professional. There's no way that our mental health professionals can know the answers for each of our clients, especially if we don't dig in and talk about it, right? So how does this stuff come to the surface? the horses. The horses, I will say this, that scientifically it's been proven that if you're within 8 to 20 feet of a horse for more than 5 minutes, all of your biorhythms will regulate. Breathing, heart rate, skin temperature, pupil dilation, anxiety levels, cortisol levels, oxytocin is released.
So that's would you repeat that? 8 to 20 feet of a horse for how long? More than 5 minutes?
Yeah, within 5 minutes or longer.
Mm-hmm.
And wow. I think within a minute, something starts to happen. But within right. 5 minutes, they've done blood tests and wow. had people hooked up to machines to see that this was true. All biorhythms mm-hmm. return to normal. Cortisol slows down. Mm-hmm. Oxytocin increases. Mm-hmm. Breathing becomes normal. Everything stabilizes. So when you're talking about trauma, and you're talking about victims of trauma and people who have lived with trauma for years, many of our clients, not so much the teens maybe, but our veterans, some of our veterans have been living with us for 50 years, like this man that I just mentioned. 47 years, he said, he's been struggling with this every day. And he does not talk about it. His wife doesn't know. So there's something going on that is maybe not in our realm that we can see or feel or touch. But we see it because we see the results. We see what comes out of it.
Right.
And since we're on camera, I've got goosebumps. And my hair stands up when this happens because I can't really explain it. I don't really. And these are not magic horses. Two of them were my own personal horses when I started. One of them is a rescue out of a kill pen in Texas. And she made her way to New Jersey and ended up in our arena. Long story, another show. I've got another mare that is only with us 3 years. She was a broodmare in her past career, so she's sort of matriarchal with our mm-hmm. clients. But she's tough. She's not an easy one. You've got to earn it. So they actually have high standards. They demand that you become present. They demand that you become congruent and truthful, whatever that is. That truth might be ugly. It might be scared, but they just want the truth. They don't mm-hmm. care what it is. Mm-hmm. Once you hit truth, they get engaged, and then they start doing things. And then when we ask about what the horses are doing, because it's always about them, we never say, what are you doing? We say, what is going on with that horse? And the client then has mm-hmm. the opportunity to project whatever they want onto that horse.
Right.
And when they start to project and tell the horse's story, the mental health professional who's trained to understand those words can then start to piece together some
right.
things and might have the right question. We still keep it about the horse, by the way. So if something comes up that might be very human out of the client's mouth about the horse, our mental health professional may say, and what else about that with this horse? And then they continue the story. Mm-hmm. And eventually, usually what happens is the client is on their own. Maybe not that day. Maybe it's the next week. Maybe it's at the end of 7 weeks. That client's able to reflect enough and have enough self-awareness that they can say, I think I'm really close to this horse because I'm just like her or him.
Mm-hmm.
I feel these same things. I go through this same thing. So the horse may or may not have that problem ever. They may be displaying it in that session for that client.
Right, right.
And I kind of happen to know that because I see them every day when they're just
sure.
new horses. So.
Right. You're also going to start a veterans committee, right?
Yes, I need to.
Okay.
All right, what's that going to entail and what's its purpose?
Okay, thank you. So last Friday, I had a four-hour meeting with our chairman of our nonprofit, and he was kind of seeing my burnout, I think, a little bit. And he asked me, what did you do last week? And I said, well, I just worked every day. And he was like, okay, I want to go through this. And we went through day by day. And we added up my schedule for the week prior. And I didn't realize it because I just keep going. Adrenaline, coffee, passion, you know, all that.
A lot of coffee.
Yeah, probably more than
a lot of passion.
And he said, do you realize that you worked 172 hours last week? And I was like, no, but wow, that's a lot. And he said, so you slept maybe 3 or 4 hours a night? And I was like, I guess. So I spent 62 hours recruiting veterans, and I don't have the time to have a fourth full-time job. I just can't take it. It's not sustainable. That's what he said. This is not sustainable. And he said, since you are the nucleus that all of this stems off of, you need to stay with us and healthy. So his idea, and we kind of came up with it together, was we used to have a veterans advisory board. It just sort of created itself on its own, and I said, sure, why not? And they were really helpful. That kind of disbanded for a number of reasons in 2016, and I just sort of thought, we don't really need that. We're doing okay without it, you know. Well, now we need one, because I realized that vet to vet is strong. I'm not a veteran. I'm a horse lady at a horse program. And horse is what? A lot of people say horse is what? So me advocating and recruiting is eventually probably going to work, but it's tireless, and it's not working right now. We are finding that therapists will refer. Therapists who see veterans in their clientele will refer to us because they maybe heard about horse therapy. But really what we need is a committee of veterans or veteran advocates. Maybe it could be the wife of a veteran. It doesn't have to be necessarily a veteran on the committee. But we do need a group of people. Maybe four or five would be enough. But locally, who can reach out to our local organizations, our VFWs, our American Legions, wherever we may need to reach out to recruit veterans for these VA groups. We used to have it more for funding, and that may return. But right now, I think the purpose of this committee would be to find veterans for these groups so that every 8 weeks when we're renewing in a group, I know we've got 8 veterans ready to go. And then I just walk in the arena and say, hello, welcome.
And you're not putting 172 hours a week in.
Yeah, I don't mind working 80 hours a week, 70, 80 hours a week. That's fine. I will do that for the rest of my life. It's okay. But 172, I don't think I can sustain.
That's a little much, you know, because you got to lose something doing that, you know. Yeah. So, you know,
And ultimately it will affect the program and it will affect the work in the arena because I'll be a zombie and, you know, so that is kind of where we're at right now. We are going
to
try and...
So the Veterans Committee is going to, like, oversee trying to get veterans and et cetera? And
yeah, the main job of this committee would be to recruit for our groups and to also just create awareness about what we do and where we are. And a lot of people don't know that we're even here. So to sort of start to reach out in the veteran community and really make it known that we are here and we're doing this and it's a service and it can help. And I also think that more veterans that go through our group will become advocates for it just because if it helped them, they might mention to a colleague or a buddy, hey, this might be good for you. So over time, this will be less of an issue, but right now it's sort of a crisis.
Right. And you have an open house.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Coming? 2 weeks, oh, Lord.
Yeah. June 2nd, right?
Yes.
And you want to let us know what that's about and thing?
Sure, yeah. So every year, Spring Rains of Life has an annual open house. It's the first Sunday in June. So this year it's June 2nd. And so basically what it is a lot of people reach out to us and say, can we come see what you do? We want to learn more about it. Can we come watch a session? Because they think with therapeutic riding or other horse therapy formats, you can be there. Mm. And my response is always, thank you for your interest, but no, I'm sorry, I can't invite you to see a session because we're HIPAA compliant and we are doing mental health, and that is not permissible. So then we decided that it would be a good idea to have an event that people could come and see what this looks like and kind of, you know, but we can't do it all the time because it's time to plan a demo.
Right.
Kind of shirking because I haven't put enough time into this demo because I was working recruiting veterans. But anyway, so we have this opportunity every year where the farm is open. We invite people, the public. It's family friendly. Kids are welcome. Just to invite them to the farm to see where we are, to know where our location is, to meet the horses. And then during the open house, we have 3 demonstrations where we will actually demo. They're short. They're not a whole group. They're about a 20, 30-minute version of what a first session actually looks and feels like. And I say feels like because I ask for members of the audience to come in and be clients. Not really. Like, we're not going to process or anything, but we'll pretend. It's sort of a mock session, if you will. And this way, I hope if there's veterans at this demo this year, that they, if they're curious, maybe they come see what this is about. We might be able to sign up some for the July group there. So our veterans demo, well, the demos start at 1:30. The open house is at 1 o'clock, but we start the demos at 1:30. The military-designated demo will be at 2 p.m., and we'll let that run as long as it needs to, depending on how many veterans are there.
Okay.
So
and then we'll
do a say,
one after that.
I want to say I was there last year, and it was just amazing to see the way the horses and the people move. So let's give people a way to find out more, like a phone number, an website, whatever we have to
do. We can do that when we come back.
Come back
we have
from
to
our
take
break.
A, we have to take a break.
Great. Okay.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Welcome back to Mental Health Matters. I'm Larry Cartwright, your host, and my co-host is Tracy Ivey. And we are very fortunate to have with us today Christiana Capra, who goes by Cece. And we're talking about her Spring Rains of Life, and that she has programs set up for veterans, and we were talking about that. And so you have a we talked about an open house and a demo and all that, right? Now, you're going to have a youth demo also, aren't you?
Yes, following the military demo, we'll have a teens demo.
Okay.
Probably about 3 o'clock. We're not sure on the time of that because we're trying to give most of the time and effort towards the military demo.
Right.
Part.
Now, when you say youth or teen, what are we? What age group of the youth are we talking?
Right. So because of Aaron Rahan, who was here last week, because of how this has sort of evolved, we only used to work with teenagers, which would be 13 and above. But we've also seen more need with a preteen group. So we've started to work with preteens, which would be 9 to 12.
Okay.
Not as often because it's sort of new for us. So this summer we just finished a preteen group, and we're going to be running another one in October. And then we've got a teenagers group that starts July 1st. We're recruiting. I think we're looking for 3 more teenagers for that group. But those are 13 to 19-year-olds. And the topic that we're focused on this summer is emotional regulation. Mainly we kind of felt that would cover a lot of different things. But that if the teens can come in with some issue with managing emotions, that was our requirement for these groups.
Okay.
Next year it might be something different.
Yeah, now, most of these programs that you run, they're mostly focused on trauma therapy, correct?
Yes.
And it doesn't matter, like with youth, it's the same thing. They can have trauma.
Absolutely.
You know, bullying or, you know,
trauma. Even just lifestyle.
And yeah,
we have a lot of kids
exactly.
who are bounced around from foster home to foster home.
Yeah.
They have real, like, abandonment issues and abandonment traumas,
right.
Identity. And then, you know, I mentioned a little earlier about the human trafficking. That's something that we'll probably start going more into, and there's a lot of teens in that.
Yeah.
And I can only imagine that the PTS involved in that is deep. And here's the thing. Teenagers are another population in general that doesn't want to talk about it. When I was a teenager, I wasn't really having any. I mean, I was a little unruly, but I didn't have.
I find
any real,
that hard to believe. You unruly?
Let's not go there.
Horses help channel some of that into the right direction. Trust me, I might have ended up in a very different way. But you know, even just like a well-adjusted teen, I'll say, in a normal, well-adjusted home. Comes home from school and mom says, hey, so tell me about your day. Boom, the door shuts. You know, so the teens are just in a way in their life, at that point in life, they don't want to talk about it anyway. So if you have a teenager now that has suffered trauma or has been homeless or has been abused or you know, then they're really almost in a heightened sense of not wanting to talk about it. And it's the same exact thing with the teenagers. They are actually a little more willing to project these whole monologue stories onto the horses, whereas the veterans might do it in less words.
Right.
But, yeah, I've had teens come out with this whole entire elaborate story about this one horse that, you know, couldn't keep to itself and was getting in trouble all the time and snuck out at night and went on this whole entire thing. And after about a few sentences, Erin, who was working with me, started to realize, like, she started to take the notes because she realized, wow, this is this teen story.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then we made it all about the horse, and the horse needed to be punished, and how do we punish the horse? And so it was, but it's a way for them to kind of play out the scenarios that mm-hmm. are going on in their
right.
mind. And then when they can see it in the horse, then they have a different perspective. And I think naturally they go back into their own life and start to wonder, how does that work for me?
Yeah.
Is that maybe what they call transference? I know we're getting into mm-hmm. the area of it.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know, but yeah.
Well, and that's something that we as facilitators work very hard not to do, like not to let our opinions. So we keep very clean language.
Mm-hmm.
We keep it very clean. And if the client says, you know, that horse is stubborn, even though I might know the horse isn't stubborn, that horse is now definitely stubborn. Mm-hmm. We use the client's words and mm-hmm. the client's phrases, mm-hmm. and we'll do use it to describe that horse.
Mm-hmm.
But we're trying to get the client to transfer to the horse, not us.
We
are careful
right.
to keep our stories and our opinions and beliefs out of it.
Right.
And even if the client might say the most ridiculous thing in the world about the horse, we just go, oh, okay, well, how can we,
uh-huh.
what do we do about that now?
Uh-huh.
Because uh-huh. it might have significance mm-hmm. significant meaning to the client.
Okay.
If someone wanted to reach out for more information or to volunteer or, you know, because I know there's somebody out there who would love to clean the stalls. You know?
We have those volunteers, too. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, I know. I think I told you I met
right.
one of the girls at your dinner there. Yeah.
You know, it was funny that dinner became all these talks about scooping poop. And I was like, I walked out realizing that people are going to think that all we do is scoop poop. I'm like, no, that's not what we do. I mean, yes,
yeah,
we do that. But,
right.
yeah, so if anyone wants to, we do have a lot of volunteer opportunities. We have other committees that need help. So you can reach out via our website, which is springreinsoflife.org. That's spring like the season, reins like on a bridle of a horse.
That's R-E-I-N-S.
Thank you. And oflife.org, springreinsoflife.org, and there's contact information there. We're also on Facebook, if people do that, just under our name. And a phone number, I'll give my number. It's 347-886-2798.
You want to give that number
that,
again?
Okay.
Sure, 347-886-2798.
Okay.
And the demo is on Sunday, June 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
Our veteran
1 o'clock
at 1 o'clock. Yes.
And what's the address? I mean, it's on your website, but
yes. But we're located at Hunt Cap Farms. That's Hunt Cap Farms, and they are on Main Street in Three Bridges,
New Jersey.
Yes, right. We're right near Flemington. Actually, we're not. We're just mm-hmm. right off of 202.
And don't use what is it? 8. That's the actual address, 8, is it? And you don't use
it's
on a GPS?
Yeah, it's 401 Main Street. But here's the thing. We're like, I call the farm Narnia because GPS will get you to Main Street on Three Bridges, but then it sends you to Railroad Avenue, which is not where we are. And so I have this thing that it's like if you don't know where the driveway is, you will drive by it 10 times. And if you do, then it's obvious.
Well, I drove by it a couple times,
yeah,
and I came back
too.
And I stopped. And I says, well, I'll go up and ask. And I pulled up, and it was your place. You know?
You need some balloons.
You still have this little white yeah. sign out in front?
Yes, and yeah. actually for the demo, everybody, we do. We put out signs, and this way, mm-hmm. come, and we do have people that wait out on the road, too. So are you coming to the demo? Yeah, right here.
Well.
I don't mind that it's kind of hard to find, actually, because I don't really want people just dropping by anytime.
Right,
right.
We don't really allow walk-ins.
Sure.
We can't.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else we've missed that you'd like to just mention in the last minute and a half that we have?
I mean, no, I don't think so. I think I kind of made my pleas. I need veterans desperately. I want to help veterans. That's really what it comes to. I'm sitting here tangled up in this VA grant and all the logistics of it. But when I boil it back down to the real cause of why we're doing this is that we want to help. And if we have room for 8 veterans every 8 weeks, I would love to see 8 veterans, although the VA requires it. I would really like to see 8 veterans in our arena because that means that there are 8 that are getting
help. You still do Lions? Lions
yes,
still come down?
Yep, Wednesday mornings we have Lions Hospital. They bring the PTSD units. We only those we see once a month. So we see the combat unit once a month, the domestic domiciliary unit. I always call it DOM. The DOM unit once a month, and then the women's unit comes once a month. And
okay.
The first Wednesday of every month, this is open to any veteran in our area. If you don't want to do the weekly, although please do, but if you don't want to do the weekly, we have a monthly group that is open. It is funded by us as long as we have money, and it is ongoing. So if you want to come to one and say, I hate this, I'm never coming back, or you want to come to all 12, that's kind of how I'd like to do this, is just to have it open and whoever.
Okay. Yeah.
So we run this Wednesday, first Wednesday of the month. So the next one will be June 5th. Any veteran, any issue can come to this group. There is really there's not a lot of stipulation. If you're a U.S. veteran and you want to come check out horse therapy, come visit us. And it's free of charge.
Well, we thank you so much for coming and all the work you do.
Thank you.
Yes,
thank you.
It is just amazing, and I really appreciate it. And you will be back. We will have you back on the show.
Thank you. I'll always come back.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So remember, folks, we'll be here same time, same station next week. And remember, mental health really does matter.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A domestic disturbance leads to a shooting of three police officers in Auburn, Alabama, late yesterday. A police spokesman says
three officers were injured, one of them fatally. Two were serious, but both of them will be expected to recover.
Now, late word is a suspect is in custody after killing that one cop and injuring the two others. As Grady Wayne Wilkes was captured this morning, the shooting took place as police were responding to a domestic disturbance, but Wilkes showed up dressed in camouflage and body armor when he shot those officers. Democratic Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards says he will sign a restrictive abortion bill if it reaches his desk. Lawmakers close to passing the heartbeat bill to restrict abortions after about 6 weeks into a pregnancy. And this is USA Radio News.